Crafton Hills College in Yucaipa opened the doors to their new Veterans Resource Center on Friday. The Secretary of California Veterans Affairs, Dr. Vito Imbasciani, was there for the celebration, and so was KVCR's Lillian Vasquez. She has this report.
It was a long-time project in the making, but now veterans have a place to gather as they plant their feet into higher education.
So many veterans, when they come out of their military service, they take their uniform off, they go back to their community. They have two choices. Assuming they've got a supportive family and a roof over their heads, they can either go into the job market with their military skills or they go to college. And of those that choose education, 90% of them start in community colleges, two-year schools, close to home. And they love the camaraderie of their military buddy. So for there to be a veterans resource center where they can get academic and career counseling, and maybe if they need help with some mental health issues or something, for the few that do, and they can do that in the company of fellow soldiers and sailors and Marines, this is just a wonderful asset to firmly plant those 2 feet on the ground and get them marching forward to an education, a career. It's just wonderful.
Retired veteran David Sturgis is pleased to have a center on the campus where he's a student.
It's important for veterans to find a place of sanctuary and a place to call hospitable, and also to kind of transition from military life to college and civilian life. It's been difficult to lose some of the fellowship that you get when you're leaving the military or even retire like I did. You still lose this sense of connection, and a place like this, a resource center, gives that connection back.
Dr. Imbasciani also has close ties to our San Bernardino community.
I've gone to war 4 times, and I've gone to Iraq with soldiers, men and women, from this very neck of the woods. First of the 185th Armored out of San Bernardino. And I love them. They took care of me. I took care of them. And it's nice to be here.
I'm Lillian Vasquez for KVCR News.